Good afternoon. Let's go ahead and get started. This is a meeting of the Title Setting Board pursuant to Article 40 of Title I, Colorado Revised Statutes. We're meeting in the Secretary of State's Blue Spruce Conference Room, Suite 270, 1700 Broadway, Denver, Colorado. The date is September 19, 2007. The time is 3:01 p.m. The title setting board today consists of the following. My name is Bill Hobbs. I'm Deputy Secretary of State, and I'm here on behalf of Secretary of State Mike Kaufman. To my left is Dan Carton, Deputy Director of the Office of Legislative Legal Services, who is the designee of the Director of the Office of Legislative Legal Services, Charlie Pike. To my immediate right is Dan Domenico, Solicitor General, representing Attorney General John Southers, and to my far right is Ceci Gomez of the Secretary of State's office. This is a formal meeting, a recorded meeting. It's broadcast over the internet. For anybody who wishes to testify, we have sign-up sheets on the door or on the table by the door in the back of the room. And if you testify, please be sure to identify for the tape your name and who you represent. We only have one matter before the title board today. It's a motion for rehearing concerning 2007-2008 number 40 concerning peace. This is before us on a motion for rehearing from the proponents, Mr. Pink. And so, Mr. Pink, if I could turn it over to you, you're signed up, and if you'll present your motion for rehearing, please.
Okay. A couple first things. Could these gentlemen identify themselves for the record, please?
They're just security, but I don't think we normally require people who attend a public meeting to identify who they are.
Well, they're not security. These are state patrol officers, and I just want to make sure that everybody knows the atmosphere that's in this room right now. Okay. Because we have two security officers from the state patrol with lethal weapons. They're not telling me why they're there. I have a fairly good idea, but it's sort of intimidating to have them here.
Okay.
I want that on the record.
Okay, I appreciate
okay,
that.
Okay, here's the second issue. Do you have this? Ceci, can you show that the right document? Did I get up the right line?
What we have is the notice of rehearing.
Dated September 11th, 2007.
That's correct. And attached to it is your motion for rehearing. And I think we have the titles that were set by the board.
Okay,
last time.
Yeah, I understand. I wasn't clear on something. I'm clear on that now. Okay, thanks. Again, you guys got it backwards. I don't know where you got the idea. You had the authority to put peace as possible at the back of the initiative because, again, I'm the only one who voted. And under Article 2, Section 1 of the Colorado Constitution, you don't have any authority to tell me that my words can't go in the front of this initiative. I don't know where you think you have that authority, but that's about it. It should be, shall peace as possible be in the Colorado Constitution. Oh, and then the other question is, where does it mention Article 30 in here? Because on the original hearing, on my original submission, it said Article 30. How'd you get away with cutting that out?
Well, just to clarify, we're not cutting that out. I think the measure itself says that would go into Article 30. All we're doing is setting the ballot title, what will appear on the ballot. Typically, we don't provide citations for the readers of the ballot. We just simply set a title that explains what the measure does.
Right. And the measure I put in said this is going to go into Article 30 if it gets that far.
That's
so
correct. And it will. If it passes, it'll go into Article 30.
Okay. So is this the way it's going to go down? Is shall there be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning a declaration that peace is possible?
The way it'll appear on the ballot
is the way it's written here.
Is in the form of a question, shall there be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning a declaration that peace is possible?
Okay. Well, that's all I wanted. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
All right. Thank you very much. Or let me just see. Were there
I actually have a question for you. I'm actually curious what you would like it. How would you like it to read? Because let me just make sure we're all clear here.
Uh-huh.
What you submitted is what will effectively be done. This is only the ballot title and the question. So what you submitted is what will be done to the Constitution. The question here is how do we describe it on the ballot title.
Right.
And so what we have to do is describe what the people will be voting on and what they'll be doing. So
right.
I'm curious.
I want peace at the front.
I understand,
people to be, well, you're putting it at the back. That's
no, but
what
I'm
this
asking,
issue.
I'm just asking.
Shall peace as possible be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution?
Well, let's stick with the first one. How would it go at the front of the first part? Because I'm willing to make some changes or to move that we make some changes. I'm just not exactly sure how to address them in a way that's clear. How to address your concerns in a way that's clear. I mean, would it satisfy you if the title said an amendment to the Colorado Constitution declaring that peace is possible? It's still at the end, but I don't understand. I'm not sure how you can say that.
Have you ever gone out there with a signature pad to try to get signatures for titles?
No.
Okay, well, when you hand people the board, it doesn't say anything about an amendment to the Colorado Constitution. The title is what's on the top of the form. That's what people read. They're not going to read any of this. They're not going to read the ballot title and submission clause as designated. That's not on there. The only thing that's on there is the sentence that you guys got backwards. Shall there be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning a declaration that peace is possible? Well, you know, it's like you're putting peace at the back. And it's like...
So how would you... I'm trying to tell you.
It needs to read...
I understand it's at the back. How would you like it to read?
Shall peace is possible be in Article 30 of the Colorado Constitution?
So that would be the question. Shall peace is possible be... Say we said added as Article 30 of the Constitution?
Well, it's really up to, you know, whatever you guys want to do. I mean, it's like, you know, here we are 2 years down the road now, and I've already had to spend 2 weeks waiting to come back and talk to you, and it's like, you know, just make up whatever mind you guys want to make up. But I've given you what I want. I've told you. I mean, if you don't agree with it, then don't. I mean,
I'm just not clear on what you want. That's what I'm.
Well, I've already
to get
told
at.
You. I'm sorry, Counselor. I've answered your question as best I can. If you want to try to rephrase it, I've already stated what I would like. I've stated it multiple times.
I know, and it's been different, a little bit different. I know you want peace as possible closer to the front.
Well,
I'm willing to do that.
I don't know how to answer your question any better. I'm sorry. I'm just not clear on, you know, what it is you want from me. I've told you what I want, and you know I don't really. If there's another question you'd like to ask me, I'm telling you, asked and answered. I've tried to answer your question as best I can.
I'm not trying to argue with you.
I'm trying to work with you. I'm trying to express to you the limits of my ability to express to you.
Well,
what I want the title to say. Now, I've already told you what the title is. Now, if you have another question about how I should, you want it rephrased, you know what I'm looking for here. It's not that anybody's dumb in this room. So if there's something you guys want to vote different on this or you want to keep it this way, I mean, that's up to you. I've answered your question. If you have another question, I'd be happy to move forward with that because I really don't have a lot of time today. So if there's another question.
Well, do you want us to try to set another title or not?
Yeah, I want you to set the title that I've asked you to set.
Okay, and that is, how would you set the title, not the question? The submission clause is the one in the form of the question.
I don't care about the rest of it. You guys make whatever decision you want. So, another question, I'd be happy to answer it.
Well, that's what we're here today to do, is to set the title and the submission clause. And I think there's room to move in the direction you want us to move. If you don't want to discuss it, then maybe we're all wasting our time. But I am willing to make a move in your direction, because I don't think this is a very well-worded.
Okay, Counselor, like I said, I don't know how else to explain it to you. I can't answer your question any more clearly than that. It's, you know, at this point, it's whatever you guys want to vote on. You've asked me the question. I've answered it as best I could. I'm sorry about my ineloquence in explaining to you what it is that I want. I'm not here to argue with you either. I just want to, you know, set the ballot title, however you guys want to do it. I've told you how I want it, so thanks.
All right, well, I'm willing to move to make some changes that I don't know if they are exactly, because I'm not sure exactly which language the proponent wants, but I do think that the title is not very well worded, but I also think I'm not sure how to write it so that peace is possible are the very first words, but I would be willing to move that we amend the title to say an amendment to the Colorado Constitution declaring that peace is possible, period. And if the proponent wants to add which article it goes in, that's fine. But I don't think it's necessary since that's in the actual measure itself. I don't think it adds anything or subtracts anything from the measure, anything relevant.
And I'm certainly open to trying to work towards the result that I think I hear Mr. Pink describing, but I'm a little unclear on exactly how it would be worded. But
yeah, I mean, I understand what I'm very clear on is he wants peace as possible to come first. The problem is I don't know how you can. The title has to say what is going on. It can't just say peace as possible, unfortunately, even though the measure says that. So that's the best I can come up with. I think it's clearer than what we had. So that's what I would move.
Mr. Carden?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I guess I have a couple of questions in connection with that proposed motion. And the first is that what I'm hearing is that we would undertake a consideration of a possible change to the ballot title and submission clause only, but that we would leave the title as it currently appears. In other words, Mr. Domenico, what I'm asking is, what I'm hearing from you is that you don't think this title could be improved. But I guess what my first question is, do you want to modify both the title and the submission clause?
I would modify them both. The modification to the title is really very limited. It's simply, instead of saying concerning a declaration, I would change just to declaring, which I think captures what's going on. The submission clause could actually be rewritten a bit more extensively to capture what the proponent wants it to say, still accurately reflect what's going on. To say something more along the lines of, shall peace as possible be added to the Colorado Constitution, as an amendment to the Colorado Constitution. That would move it. That, I think, is what I heard him say. I'm just not sure how to make that match with the title. The phrasing, I still think they both are accurate and meet our obligations, even though they aren't just mirror images of each other, which is, I know, what we normally do.
Okay. I think you've answered every. I think you're reading my mind here, because that would be my. Ordinarily, as we all know, the submission clause mirrors the title, and so to do what you propose would be a derivation from the ordinary course of proceedings for the title board.
It would.
And this particular measure would be being treated differently as the setting the title and the consistency between the title and the submission clause. And I guess, again, to follow up on what you said, and I'm not asking you to cite any precedent for doing that, but in your mind, the title board can kind of go down that road, get off the ordinary road and go down that road.
That's right. I don't know that I have any precedent for it, but I do think I don't have any contrary authority that says that the title and the submission clause have to essentially mirror one another. And I think what our authority and obligation is to set both the title and the ballot title and submission clause that accurately reflect the measure and don't use and capture the single subject and impart the essence of the measure to the people. And that I think that both of these, as I was, the road I was going down, fulfills, meets that, those obligations. And so I don't know of any contrary authority. If there is some, then I'm willing to reconsider, but I don't know of any.
Well, being the guy that tends to be most concerned with the structure, let me just work through what limitations that I'm aware might exist, but I don't know whether there are limitations on where you're trying to go, Mr. Domenico, or not. But 1-40-106 requires the title board to designate and fix a proper and fair title, which, and the word title is a defined term that I'll come to, but it says that we shall fix a proper and fair title, and skipping over some words, and then it says together with a submission clause. And that's also defined. So we know we have to set a title and a submission clause. And title is defined to be a brief statement that fairly and accurately represents the true intent and meaning. Submission clause is defined to mean the language which is attached to the title to form a question which can be answered by yes or no. So the way I've understood that is the title, when we set the title, then we attach language to the title that forms the question. So traditionally, we just take the title, which is in lines 1 and 2 there, and add the words, shall there be, and that's being the submission clause, and that forms the title into a question. And I want to be flexible about it, but I also am thinking that's... You know, I like the idea of saying, shall in the ballot title and submission clause, saying shall peace as possible be added to the Constitution, for example. But I'm not quite sure then what the title is if we do that. So
I agree. I don't know of a way to do it, which was the problem I was having addressing the proponent's desire with the way we normally do things. And if I guess I'm just not entirely. I know the language in there is attached to the title, but it would sort of seem to me that then that's kind of a redundancy if all it means is adding yes or no language to the title.
Garden.
Well, as far as to your question, Mr. Chairman, as a proposal, could you start, and I'm putting this out there just for discussion purposes, could you start with concerning in your title instead of an amendment to the Colorado Constitution, since we seem to be creative here today, start with concerning and say concerning peace as possible as the sole words or the text of Article 30 of the Constitution, and then your submission clause would be shall peace as possible be the sole words or the text, however you want to say it, of Article 30 of the Colorado Constitution. In other words, start your title with the word concerning instead of an amendment to the Colorado Constitution. And what that does is, for both the title and the submission clause, it gets peace as possible closer to the front of that. Makes sense?
Right, and what I'm actually trying to refresh my memory about is what happens next. I mean, you know, what are the consequences of setting a title and the consequences of setting a ballot title and submission clause? And so there is, as I recall, requirements in the statutes about what appears on the petition that gets circulated. And then later, if a petition is found sufficient, what gets printed on the ballot? And I'm trying to look through the statutes to be clear, because whatever we set, I want to make sure that it makes sense in the context in which it's going to appear. Okay, and Mr. Carton is I think he's got me started at the right point in the election or in the statutes. 1-40-110 sets the form of the petition. And it requires certain things on the form, such as a warning and so forth. And then it says the ballot title for the measure shall then be printed on each page following the warning. So, Mr. Carton, I think your suggestion on the ballot title is concerning peace as possible. Is that?
That would, for purposes of addressing the proponent's request or suggestion that peace is possible be moved to the beginning of the sentence in the I'll just say what that does is it gets peace as possible nearer to the beginning of the sentence in both the title and the submission clause. And yes, to answer your question, that would be, I don't know, Mr. Chairman, if I'm sold on doing that, but I'm just putting that out there for discussion purposes, kind of consistent with Mr. Domenico's proposal, and to address the question of if you frame the title with peace as possible after shall, how do you frame, I mean, if you frame the submission clause with peace as possible immediately following shall, how do you craft the title consistent with the definitions statutes.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm sorry to be hung up on, I'm also trying to figure out then on the ballot what appears on the ballot. And, you know, in 1-40-115, and again, I'm trying to skim through a lot of stuff here, it appears that it says what's on the ballot is the ballot title, and then a yes or no below each ballot title. And again, I'm just trying to picture what we set. You know, if we say, you know, concerning peace is possible, yes or no. How clear is it on the ballot title? But I mean, how clear is it on the ballot? What people are voting on. But I don't know. I mean, I'm perfectly happy to be flexible about how we do it.
What about this? I'm struggling a little bit with Mr. Carton's suggestion, but what about an amendment adding, quote, peace is possible, close quote, or maybe Colorado Constitution. That's pretty close to the front. Mm-hmm. Then that would be, we could use the usual formulation of mirroring that in the submission clause.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like that. I mean, I certainly think it honors Mr. Pink's request to try to get peace as possible closer to the beginning.
Delete everything after Constitution. Period.
And then in lines 3 through 4, it would read, I think, shall there be an amendment adding peace as possible to the Colorado Constitution?
That's the best I can do.
I can support that. Any comment, Mr. Pink? Okay. Then I'll go ahead and move that change as shown on the screen by Ms. Gomez. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Any further discussion? If not, I'll...
I just would want to be clear that is that change satisfactory, Mr. Pink?
Mr. Pink said no comment. Certainly does move it, the words "piece as possible" towards the beginning, as opposed to where the original title had those words at the very end. Is there any further discussion on the motion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. So I guess I will move, if I can remember the right form of the motion, that the board grant the motion for rehearing to the extent that the board has amended the titles.
I'll second that.
That's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. That does complete action on number 40, and that completes our agenda. For the record, the time is 3:26. Thank you very much.